morning, everyone. This is Linda J. Wolf with the Sense of Self podcast personal development series. Today is Friday, and I feel blessed to have lived another Friday. This morning, I was thinking about some things. The last few days, I've been feeling a little disconnected with life. And as a personal life coach, we are allowed that sometimes. But the one thing that I've learned is that you can't commit to that disconnection, see? You cannot commit to it. You can't commit a day to it. You can't commit 6 hours to it. You can't commit 3 hours, 30 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, but you can commit 5 seconds to it to change your reality. See, I want to ask you a question. When you're feeling lonesome, when you're feeling bored, when you're feeling depressed, are you going to sit with it? Are you going to sit in your house, sit and watch television all day and eat bonbons? Eat all the junk food because you're in that depressed state of mind. Do you know what? That is wrong, wrong, and wrong. The reason being is because if you sit too long in that state of mind, your mind, body, and spirit will deteriorate. You've got 5 seconds to change your reality. You got 5 seconds to let that emotion, that feeling pass through you. And what you do after that is huge. You know what I do when I get in a mood? I call it a mood because my daughter and I get in a mood. And it is, the reason we get in moods, it's because there's changes that are transpiring throughout our life. It could be changes that happen within that day. It can be changes that have happened in the past, but we commit to it. I don't want to commit to it anymore. I want to change my reality right now. I'm gonna let it sit with me for 5 minutes. If I need to cry, I'm gonna cry with it. If I need to go into the forest and scream, I'm gonna scream and I'm gonna get it out of me. Because I embrace the emotion that I'm feeling, I do. But I'm not going to embrace keeping it as a container inside my soul so I can fall back onto it and relive it. I'm not gonna do that. What I am gonna do is I'm going to visualize myself having the most amazing day filled with activities, filled with the people who support my dreams, filled with activities that keep my mind and my body conditioned. Something else that I do. With my daughter and I, being a parent as a single parent, it is so challenging and hard, and I can be so stressed out after the end of the day, after my daughter wills and deflects her mood onto me. Now, I got to choose whether I want to own that and I want to commit to that. Now, lately, she's been really testing me, and this has been, and the testing comes from the significance that is inside of a smartphone, that's inside of video gaming. She will commit to that so much that she'll disrespect her mother. And she's oblivious to it. And as a mom, I have to teach her that she has a moral obligation and I'm going to hold her accountable to following my boundary lines within our home, within the circumference of other people, to be respectful to other people, to mind her words. That's a challenge as being a parent, but I have to commit to that because I made a promise to myself. I made a promise to the judge who gave me her adoption papers, and I made a promise to God that I was not going to quit. I'm going to embrace these moments that are so challenging and frustrating, absorb it for 5 seconds and say, you know what? I'm not going to react to this. I'm gonna react in a non-attack approach. I'm gonna react through calm, peaceful words. Like, I'll give you an example. Last night, now, we have rules in our house. She has to participate in the chores of the house. Why? That's me implementing life skills. What is she going to do when she's 20 years old and she doesn't know how to cook a meal? She doesn't know how to wash dishes, clean her clothes. See, I've held myself accountable as a parent of teaching her these life skills. Now, there's something that comes with these life skills that teenagers don't agree with. It's called restraint. It's taking away some of their freedom, but you have to, because they need to learn to participate as a family, to be a part of the family. They need to know and learn what responsibility is, holding themselves accountable to their moods, to their family members. See, it's just her and I in this house. But I can't carry the weight of what keeps this house going. What I can do is embrace the challenge of teaching her how to do dishes, how to clean them, put them in the dishwasher, how to make her bed up, how to pick up her belongings that are in her room and make sure that her dirty laundry is met with the washing machine. See, I'm not her maid. I'm not her servant. I'm her mother, who loves her and who's going to embrace in teaching her everything she needs to know by the time she turns 18 and she walks outside of my door and wants to embrace the reality of what the world is. We all know the reality of the world is not perfect. It comes with a lot of toxic stuff, and I'm trying to help her understand all that, to be able to facilitate a thinking that says, I am not going to react to all these situations and become depressed, become constantly angry, become bitter. What I'm trying to teach her right now, and something that we do, is we use what's called a visionary board. A visionary board that implements structure, implements boundary lines, implements accountability. And with that visionary board, we add timers, because timers kind of help us to stay on track with the day, stay on track of where we should be during that day. It's really a successful tool. It's a tool that a lot of professional people use. They implement these timers and say, oh yeah, they use their calendar. They use bells and whistles and say, oh yeah, that's right. I've got an important meeting with the client, or I got an important meeting with my attorney. I've got an important meeting with my CPA. I got an important meeting here, there. Oh, I have also got an important luncheon with a beautiful friend. See, it creates balance inside your life. It creates balance inside your mind. I know a lot of people who just live their life by the seat of their pants. And they're so confusing. Their life's not in order. I can't live that way. I gotta know that my life has purpose. So what I do is I make these day-to-day goals and I make these long-term goals. Where do I want to be in a year from now? Where do I want to be in 5 years from now? 10 years from now? Those are my long-term goals. And I also make my day-to-day goals. What am I going to do about conditioning my body? I've got writing to do for my fans, for my followers, because I like and love to help them through the day as well. My day-to-day is making my water. I purify water. I don't drink tap water because I love what I put inside my body and I want it to be good. I want it to have a purpose. See, I'm 61 years old and I kind of estimate if I stay on track with exercise and I stay on track with eating healthy, I stay on track with always making sure that I keep my mind stable. I keep my mind healthy. I keep my mind happy, positive, with purpose. Oh, do you know what that does at the end of the day to me when I can stay on track with my day-to-day visionary board and all my little timers? When I go to bed at night, I am so at peace with myself. And I feel this overwhelming surge of this power within me saying, yes, I held myself accountable and I followed through with it. I'm going places. See, when I do these visionary boards, I get the excitement and the thrill when I get an email from Amazon Music saying they have accepted this podcast right here that I am speaking on, that they've accepted it through Amazon Music and they are going to put it into Audibles. What an amazing accomplishment. And I'm not getting accolades. This is where you have involved time, energy, effort, and all your resources into a dream, into a goal. And this is where you reap the rewards. You say, yes, I have accomplished this goal. Now my podcast is sitting on Amazon Music, on Audibles. It's on Spotify. It's on Facebook. It's on all these other podcast applications. That is such a fulfilling feeling. Fulfilling feeling. You hear those words? It's like, wow. Let me read you this poem I wrote today. And you'll have to excuse my dog. He is saying, hey, someone's walking down your hallway, Mom. Okay, I'm going to share this poem with you. Because I left it for everyone. I left it as a healing note. When I went on my walk yesterday, I was looking at all the beautiful blooms that are breaking loose, despite how cold and chilly it still is in Seattle here. And it made me think of writing this poem because it made me think of myself as well. And I'll read this poem to you right now. Oh, how the days change, a light spring rain. And raindrops dance upon delicate petals, and the dampness saturates through the pores of my soul. It reminds me how people come and go throughout my life, how sometimes it can leave me feeling disconnected. But you know what? I'm honest with myself. I recognize it. It's how I step in to my openness. It's how I step in to the vulnerable power of who I am. I know that every day cannot be perfect, but it can be real. Then you find those days when you're walking where the sun yields such warmth and joy. It's a beautiful reminder of changes, of how the hardships and the joys have to balance, how we have to have both of them. But it also reminds me of how intertwined I am to have such a deep woven faith in God and in humanity, in the essence of my spirit. Yet still, I remain woven in time, in the essence and the balance of calmness. I wrote this for you. And I wrote this for me because I need a reminder every now and then, not to sit too long in that anxiety, in that depression, in that anger, in that fear, in the loneliness, in the aloneness. It's not healthy to stay there for too long. Now, this is Linda with a Sense of Self podcast, personal development series. I come here every day just giving you a grasp of some insightfulness, some enlightenment that might make your day have a little more purpose, might give you some answers, maybe give you some insights to how maybe you might want to change your perspective of thinking and how you handle your day. I also want to remind you that you can go on Amazon.com and you can look up my name, Linda J. Wolf, and find my self-healing poetry and quotes for ordinary folks. Inside this poetry book are the same type of heartfelt stories of all my experiences, all my struggles, the griefs, the heartbreaks, and how I practiced in healing and growing and learning from every one of those lessons. So go seek me out on Amazon. Grab this book, because if you're in a mode of depression, in a mode of feeling anxiety, this poetry book might help you. I have had many people reach out to me just thanking me for writing this book. They're also saying, Linda, please don't ever stop writing. Your experiences, the way you tell your stories, the emotions, the feelings, they make me cry. They make me feel exactly what you're feeling because I'm standing in that emotion or that anxiety feeling right now. And I feel like you are talking to me. And guess what? Everyone, I am talking to you. I am sharing my story because I want you to know that you don't have to stay there. Now, I have lawnmowers outside of my apartment. Now, this is not going to stress me out. I'm going to embrace this and say, you know what? I live in this beautiful community here, and they are keeping the lawns up, keeping the beautiful flowering bushes trimmed, and I'm going to embrace that theory. Happy Friday, everyone, and God bless you, and go out into this day, whether it's your morning or it's your evening, and embrace it. Do something with it. It's out there waiting for you. Enjoy it. Happy Friday and have a beautiful weekend if you do not hear from me on Saturday or Sunday. I will be back. God bless. Take care. And this is Linda J. Wolf, the Sense of Self podcast, signing out.